Let us turn in our Bibles to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, we'll be looking at the whole of the psalm as our text and scripture reading this morning. Psalm 37, which in Hebrew is an acrostic, by the way. Every two verses begin with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wav, and so on. And so, this is a teaching psalm. In fact, I believe it probably was taught to children. It was set up in that way. So let us read together the word of Almighty God, Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in him also, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent the bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be upright of conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that the righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat lambs. They shall consume into smoke. Shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. He hath passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, and he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. Brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, as we open God's word this morning, this psalm has a couple of fairly major themes. One theme we see again and again is that we are not to fret ourselves because of evildoers, even if it seems like they're growing and getting in power and riches and things like that. The other theme that we see in this passage again and again is to wait on the Lord, to trust in him, that he provides for his people. And we see in this passage what Jesus is quoting in the Beatitudes. We see that the meek shall inherit the earth. God provides for his people. So often, we're carried about by the ideas of man, by the things which man says, take it. If you don't take it, you don't get it. And God says, just the exact opposite. Wait on the Lord. Rely on him. Be meek. And God will provide. Trust in him. Put his law in your heart. And he will provide above anything that man ever could imagine. I love those verses. It says, the little that the righteous has is better than riches of many wicked. So often we think it's what we have, and we need to realize that it is what God provides for us that's important. And so, brothers and sisters, the theme that we want to see in God's word this morning is that the wicked may seem to spread and grow, but God promises his blessings upon the meek. The wicked may seem to spread and grow, but God promises his blessing upon the meek. And in verses 1 through 6, we see that believers commit their ways to the Lord. In verses 7 through 20, we see that the Lord laughs at the wicked, but prospers the meek. Verses 21 through 33, we see that God blesses the works of his people. And beyond and above that, verses 34 through 40, we see that God provides salvation to his people. So first of all, we look at the first six verses and we see that believers commit their way to the Lord. Don't fret. We'll see this a number of times in this passage. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't be envious of them. I wish I could get that much because I was being evil and sinful. No. They will be cut down like grass, God says. They'll wither. There will be nothing left. Psalm 92, verse 7, when the wicked spring up like grass, when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. God's destruction, God's overcoming of the wicked is not just something that, well, he's going to do here and there. The flourishing of the wicked is for destruction. So believers don't fret when they get big, when the wicked get big. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in God. Do good. Dwell in his land. Feed on his faithfulness. Not on stuff gained by ill and wicked manners. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. We are to trust in God. We are to be directed by God, not by man and the things we can grab. We are to delight in the Lord. God says he will give us the desires of our hearts. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek the Lord first, and all these other things will be added. delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. I know a man who said when he went into the ministry, he said, I gave up my hopes of all the things I wanted to do. He said, I went and I said, this is where I need to be. And God has provided all of those things that he thought he was going to have to give up. God has provided them in richer abundance than he ever could have gotten by earthly means. We need to understand that. Put our trust in the Lord. Not in the things we can grab by ourselves. Trust in him, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him also, and he shall bring it to pass. He'll cause your righteousness and your justice to shine. Verse 6. So often we think and we're worried about the things we have on this earth and making them shine. God says, I'm going to make your righteousness and your justice shine. Far more important than how clean and nice our earthly possessions are. And the Lord laughs at the wicked, but he prospers the meek. Wait patiently for the Lord, though evil may seem to prosper, we continue to see. Step away. Step away from the wicked ways, God says. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Don't fret. It only causes harm. Rest. Again, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently on him. Lamentations 3 verse 26, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. By the way, most of Lamentations is set up in four acrostics as well, like this. Don't fret because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Our fretting, God says, causes harm, verse 8. He says, the meek shall inherit the earth. Evildoers will be cut off. Those who wait on God will inherit the earth. The wicked shall be no more. Yet a little while, yeah. In God's good time. You'll look for them. They're not going to be around. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Meek. Those who don't think they have to get their rights every time. Those who don't run and jump and bounce up and down saying, I got to get it for myself. But those who look to the provision, to the providing of Almighty God. They shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We live in a world that runs after and says, you gotta get stuff. And it has no moment for peace. And God says, wait on me. I'll provide you more than just a peaceful moment. More than just a few seconds off. I will provide you abundant peace. Psalm 149 verse 4, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. On the other hand, the wicked plots against God's people to the Lord's laughter. Even in the midst of this, we have to realize God will provide peace to his people. Even when the wicked is attempting and planning and plotting, using wicked devices to try to get the goods of his people, God provides peace and protection to his people. The Lord laughs at them. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Psalm 2 verse 4. The Lord laughs at the unbeliever. He sees his day is coming. The Lord's judgment is coming. David, of course, is the one who writes the psalm. And David says about Saul in 1 Samuel 6, verses 9 and 10. David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" David said furthermore, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish." God's going to strike down. I don't have to be the one to get together and say, "Destroy." We can rely on God. He will destroy the wicked. Though they have readied themselves for battle against God's people, verses 14 and 15, they shall be destroyed by their own preparations. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken, verse 15. God provides for us. God provides for and protects his people. As I said, verse 16 is powerful. "A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked." A little that the righteous man has. Proverbs 15:16, "Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with troubles." Remember the woman that Elijah went to, the widow of Zarephath, had enough left for a small cake. And Elijah had the audacity to say, "Make me a cake first. Put God first." And even though everybody else around was dying of hunger and of famine, the people of Israel, people of the surrounding nations, because of God's curse on the land, because of their sins, this woman had enough to eat and enough to feed Elijah from that little bit she had to start out with. God takes the little bit he gives his people. And when we use it for his service, he provides for us far richer than the riches of many wicked people. The Lord upholds the righteous. Not we, not our strength, not our abilities. The Lord upholds. Jumping ahead for a second, verse 24. "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Even when we fall down, even when we have troubles, and even when those troubles are our own fault, God upholds us. God provides for his people. God provides for his people even in famine. "The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." Brothers and sisters, with the way our nation is being foolish with money right now, I predict famine. Very much so. We need, in these things too, to put our trust in the Lord, not in our own abilities. God will provide for his people. The days and ways of the upright are directed by God. He provides not only an earthly inheritance, he provides an eternal inheritance for his people. Verse 18. In the hard times, the Lord provides for his people, even in famine or evil days, which I think we've got coming. The wicked, on the other hand, shall perish in good times. Verse 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. in well-provided pastures, they vanish away, the wicked. And so God blesses the works of his people. Not man, not my strength, not our abilities, but God blesses. Though man may fail and fall, they are upheld. The righteous is generous with what little God has given to him. I think that's so powerful. We go back to verse 16 and remember that a little that a righteous has is better than the riches of many. And then he says, the wicked borrows and does not return or repay. The righteous shows mercy and gives. And God blesses that giving, that God blesses that generosity. Those blessed by God shall inherit the earth. Those cursed by him, on the other hand, verse 22, shall be cut off, destroyed. The steps of a good man are ordered by God, by the Lord. Very interesting. He delights in his way. What's interesting there is that the Lord delights in the ways of the righteous man. That's how that lays out. God delights when we walk in the paths of righteousness. And we are so called then to live. Proverbs 4 verse 12, when you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. And though even we fall, he will not be utterly cast down. The Lord upholds, even when we fall. Proverbs 24, 16, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians about his own walk, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. Even when the wicked get a good lick in, it's not going to destroy God's people. God protects and provides for us. The righteous has, as we said, enough to lend. The righteous are not forsaken by God. Verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread. Not even the descendants of the righteous are forsaken by God. He is merciful and lends. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Not only does he have enough for himself, remember the blessing of the oil, though just a little bit it is blessed to go much farther than any great riches. Jesus said, Matthew 5:42, give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. We as Christians should be ready to lend, ready to give. God provides his blessing on the generosity of his people, even to their descendants. And God's blessing is provided to children's children. The Lord does not forsake his people. He says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. The Lord loves justice. He does not forsake his saints. They're preserved forever. The descendants of the wicked, on the other hand, are cut off, destroyed again. Job 7 or 27 verse 14, if his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Even when the wicked seem to be multiplying, it's for destruction. Notice something. The righteous are defined by God's laws. Verse 30 and 31. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. They talk of justice. They speak wisdom, God's laws. Jesus said, Matthew 12, 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. The believer hides God's law in his heart, and thereby they do not slide. Psalm 119, verse 11, your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. God will not leave his people in the hands of the wicked. The wicked may seek even to kill the righteous, but God will not leave him in his hand. Verse 32. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. 2 Peter 2, verse 9. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. God will not condemn the righteous, but he will condemn the wicked. And we come to verses 34 through 40 and see that God provides salvation to his people. Wickedness is temporary. The wicked are temporary, destined for God's eternal judgment. God's blessings last forever. Wait on the Lord, verse 34, and he will exalt you. Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. As we said, waiting on the Lord is one of the themes of this psalm. While the wicked may be in great power, they will pass away to nothing. I have seen the wicked in great power, verse 35, and spreading himself like a native green tree, yet he passed away. And behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, and he could not be found. Job 20, verse 5, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. On the other hand, the future of the upright is peace. I think it's very interesting the way in which God puts this in verse 37. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. Mark him. Take note. That's the guy to look at. Not the guy who's trying to get everything in an underhanded manner. Take note of that guy who's trying to do it in a righteous manner. That's the person who's going to be big and important. Not these others that seem to think that they can do it in a wicked manner. God will not only provide other things to that man, the future of that man, verse 37, is peace. Psalm 119, 165, give great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Transgressors will be destroyed together, verse 38. Transgressors will be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. We all know Psalm 1. The ungodly are not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And the Lord saves those who trust in him. Verses 39 and 40. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Salvation is from the Lord. He's our strength. 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. To this end we both suffer, we labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. And the Lord delivers. Not man. Not how much I've got in my bank account. God delivers. Why? His last words in the psalm. Because they trust in him. And so, brothers and sisters, we live in a world that says, grab all you can, get what you can. If you don't have it, grab it. God says, be meek. Put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, and all these things will be added to you. The wicked may seem to spread and grow, but God promises His blessing upon the meek. Amen. Let us rise and bow before our Lord in prayer, and we will close this prayer together with the Lord's Prayer. Our gracious and our merciful Heavenly Father, we come before you in a time in this nation and in this world when those who are wicked seem to be spreading and winning. And yet, O Lord, we thank you for your word, which reminds us of who has won. That indeed, O Lord, you have won. And we praise you, O Lord. We bow before you to give glory to your holy name. We look to you to judge, to rule, to overrule where there is wickedness, where there is sin, where there is the seeking to destroy your people. We pray, O Lord, that we might ever put our trust in you. We might be meek. We confess, O Lord, so often we have been dragged in by the wisdom of this world, where we have thought that we needed to push ourselves. We pray, O Lord, forgive us for that. Give us always more and more the strength to hold to our Savior, to hold to you, to hide your word, your law in our hearts, to trust in you alone in everything that we say and do and think. For we know that in that is provision not only for this world, but for eternity. And we praise you for that. We thank you, and we pray that we might emulate our Savior, who for the glory which was set before him endured even the cross. And so, Lord, we bow before you and give glory to our great Savior, praying as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.